You're listening to Lake Effect from Milwaukee Public Radio, and I'm Bonnie North. Happy August. It's nice having you with us today. Over the past few years, Bradford Beach, along Milwaukee's Lake Michigan shore, has become a popular gathering place for sun, surf, and volleyball enthusiasts. But if you happen to be in the neighborhood this coming Sunday, you'll observe a different kind of celebration at the north end of the beach. Called We Are Water, the event incorporates music and art, and everyone's invited to help create a temporary art installation that celebrates the Great Lakes. The event has been months in the making, and it's the work of a group called Milwaukee Water Commons. WUWM's environmental reporter Susan Benz has followed the group's evolution, starting with a workshop in a church basement off West Fond du Lac Avenue last March.
Alexa Bradley had her first conversation about the Water Commons idea in Milwaukee almost 3 years before this group of 24 people showed up for a chilly Saturday afternoon workshop.
Some amazing things have come out of the stories.
A longtime activist and Milwaukee native, Bradley helped incubate the Commons idea in Minneapolis. She went on to help create the Great Lakes Commons that is taking shape in places like Toronto and Cleveland, and especially in Milwaukee. It's Milwaukee's Water Commons around which Bradley is here to cultivate passion.
We're growing a city. We are growing a water city. And each of us are like a little ripple.
And if you want to make a really big ripple, we will not cut you off if you want to do more than two interviews. Have at it.
Bradley now lives in Brooklyn, New York, so it's Anne Brummett's job to keep the momentum going day to day. She comes to Milwaukee Water Commons by way of having coordinated the Milwaukee River Greenway Project. She says Water Commons planning started in earnest in early 2013.
It was a pilot project, and we were really interested in talking to people around Milwaukee about the proposition that Milwaukee is becoming a freshwater hub, or as we prefer, a freshwater city. And what does that mean across the city? And who is engaged in that conversation? And then questions about how can we keep stewardship at the center of that vision.
Many conversations later, representatives from six neighborhoods around the city agreed to commit to the effort.
In each of those neighborhoods, they can in turn get residents connected to some form of stewardship. Today is the very first session to start those projects, to start interviewing people in their neighborhoods, and then to sort of create a new story here about how Milwaukee thinks about itself and water.
I introduced myself earlier. I'm Melanie Arians, and I am the resident artist for Milwaukee Water Commons. And in my personal studio work, all of the work focuses on the Great Lakes and freshwater issues.
Art is key Hopefully to the commons, and it's Melanie Arians' job as artist in residence to inspire the group.
And so this is my shrine that I keep in my studio.
She brought her Great Lakes altar as an inspiration. Arians' bejeweled concoction, incorporating mirror, water-filled goblet, even a skull, is displayed on a small silver-gilded table. Now it's the group's turn to create.
And the project you're going to do today is you're going to make your own little desktop or tabletop shrine to the Great Lakes in an Altoid tin.
Angela Kingswan joins in at the tables strewn with art supplies. She says she wears more than one hat in her community, including
the American Indian Council on Alcoholism. I am their yoga instructor and native herbalist.
So tell me the essence of what you knew coming in and what you think the potential is here.
Well, I knew it was about bringing awareness to the state of our water and to get people involved in the issues that we face in Milwaukee surrounding water. I've always been a swimmer, and as a native person, I feel that our waters have a spirit that needs to be respected. And I think that our native community has been segmented for a very long time. And because I do outreach to all of the different native nations throughout Milwaukee, I want to start this project and get people involved and coming together. I think that's the only way that our environment is really actually going to heal.
Everyone's assignment today, beyond creating a personal shrine, is to go out and talk with 25 people in his or her neighborhood. Kingswan says she's looking forward to reaching out.
oh, I'm going to be talking to probably more than 25. They were laughing at me because I do. I talk to a lot of people, and if there's something I'm passionate about, I want to get involved. I'm all in. And
so I assume you're all in here.
Yes, and I have no doubt that there are a lot of people that I know who will be as well.
All right, everybody. I think it's a fine day in Milwaukee for heading out to see the water treatment plant.
I hoped to check in on King Swan's outreach progress a couple of months later when I stopped in at another gathering. This time, it includes a tour of Jones Island. The Commons circle seems to be growing. I see faces I didn't see in the church basement. Among them is Sherry Johnson. She has the unique distinction of being spiritual caretaker of another Milwaukee Water Commons partner, Alice's Garden, located off of Fond du Lac and North. She learned connecting to our water is new to many of the people with whom she works, so Alice has jumped into water commons projects with gusto.
We are going to have some water art projects in the garden this summer. On July 27th, we're walking from Alice's Garden to Lake Park. So we want to walk there and talk about water and even walk along the river a little ways.
So has your own knowledge of water increased?
I had never thought about the watershed before, just the whole renewal of knowledge of how the Great Lakes are connected.
Johnson was baffled by some of the things she learned.
A number of times I've heard that there are a lot of people who don't go to the lake because it's just a foreign place or because it's dirty or they don't feel welcomed. I go to the lake all the time because I just love the lake and I go, but I had never thought that there were people who wouldn't go to the lake. I mean, I've known there are many children who have never been to the lake, you know, and part of it is access, you know, transportation for getting there, understanding that it can be a safe place. So even if we manage to create access to our waterways that is truly open to everyone in our community, I mean, that would be amazing. That would be a step toward health.
Aeration basin. Secondary treatment.
There's a young person on the sewage treatment tour who is raptly taking in its every sight and sound.
For the brown stuff, I thought it was poop. It's microorganisms that ate the stuff that's the black stuff.
Preschooler Bobby.
He puts air into the water. That's why it's bubbling.
As it turns out, Bobby comes by his keen interest naturally. His mom, Jamie Montgomery Baker, is a member of the Milwaukee Water Commons team.
I help with the organizing, so I help to identify the neighborhoods and the folks that will be working on the project.
She says her previous work as a civic organizer drew her to its mission.
It's an issue that's not being looked at and really focused on in the communities where I'm from, that I was raised. I'm born and raised in Milwaukee. So you're trying to put food on your table, you're trying to get good employment, you're not. And water, we stay on Lake Michigan, so it's just kind of an assumption that it will be here and that'll be clean. And so just in my work as a civic organizer and the little bit of work that I saw happening around water, I just felt compelled, or I just wanted to learn more about it and become smart in what's happening with our water and paying attention to it to bring that information back to my community, my neighborhood, my people.
Can you all go back to your spaces and each of you grab
just a few days before the big bash at Bradford Beach, a crew of 10 to 13-year-olds are in high artistic production at another of Milwaukee Water Commons partners, Cor El Centro. Located in Walker's Point, part of its focus is health and wellness for people in the neighborhood. El Centro's nutrition director, Stephanie Calloway, enlisted her summer camp kids to cultivate stewardship around reducing the use of throwaway plastic water bottles in the building.
We've separated the recycling bin and said we're collecting bottles of water for the kids' camp, and it's scary in some ways to see how quickly they've accumulated, but it's also, that's the reminder of why we're focusing on bottled water and reducing bottled water consumption.
The kids are having a blast with the accumulated bottles. They've been colorfully painted in hues of blue by another group of campers. Now this crew cuts them into beautiful spirally tendrils. Calloway says teaching the kids about where our water comes from was something most had never before heard.
You could see their eyes open when I talked about that bottled water is just someone else's tap water. And, you know, and that thinking about where all the plastic is coming from and where all that goes. We'll have to keep reviewing the project for it to really sink in, because I think for a lot of them, It's the first time they've heard about it.
You might have picked up on the voice of Water Commons artist in residence, Melanie Arians. She's here working her magic on the kids, helping them decorate their own personal, not to throw away, water bottles.
They used colored duct tape, glittery letters to put their name on it, and some images of the Great Lakes. And it was a great time for us to have a conversation about why we use refillable bottles.
Before the week is out, Arians plans to corral the campers to help transform the 100-plus disposables before our eyes into a work of art.
A big Dale Chihuly style-inspired sculpture.
The kids are having a ball with their blue spirally hair.
El Centro's spirally sculpture will not be part of the temporary art installation at Bradford Beach. Arians says you just have to be there to be part of that creation. Yeah. Oh, and in case you wondered, remember the hike planned from Alice's Garden to Lake Park? 50 people made the 5-mile hike. For many, it was their first time walking along the Milwaukee River, part of their watershed. For Lake Effect, I'm Susan Bentz.
Milwaukee Water Commons' We Are Water event takes place this Sunday from 6:30 until 9 p.m. at the north end of Bradford Beach. Everyone is welcome, and the event will feature an illuminating experience at sundown.